This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Family Matters.
It is Family Matters for another Thursday night, the favourite hour of the week for many families at home. I'm David, and joined here by Gina, our very lovely producer.
Hello.
And Beck, you're following up from Stand Up Straight.
I am. Did you listen? Did you like it?
It was another fantastic hour of radio. I really enjoyed it. Beck, you're fantastic. Pass it on to the crew. And also, thanking Stand Up Straight, we've got Clayton as well, who turns 21 tomorrow.
He does.
It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Clayton. We love you.
We do. He's in the family. That matters. See what I did there?
He's our favourite uncle.
Yeah. Not like a creepy uncle, though.
You're really calling it straight tonight.
Oh, David, stop it.
Well, the parents aren't in tonight again.
I know.
And we know what happens when the parents don't come
we
in.
We get a bit loose. Yeah, that's what happens.
We have a bit of fun. What we do have coming up in the show, apart from Beck's song request, another Taylor Swift single, we do have the boys, the founders of Proud to Play. They're coming in for a bit of a chat about how your families can get involved.
Because when your parents aren't here, you invite boys around. Well, that's what I do anyway.
Settle down. So it is Ryan and James. They're joining us later. And
they're doing what later?
Yep. Joining us.
They're joining us later. That's right.
It's all above board.
It's all above board.
You leave my boys alone. Big show. Big show coming up.
How can they join the conversation if they want to chat with the boys or want to chat with us and keep us in line, David?
I'm in a really bad spot here where I can't see the phone numbers. You can SMS us on 0427-JOY-949 or you can email us on air at joy.org.au or in social media land.
Of course, we love our social media. We are Twits on Family Matters 94. You can also get us on Facebook at Family Matters on Joy or you can just email us directly. Feel free to email us at familymatters@joy.org.au.
And don't forget, hashtag find David date if you want to date Dave.
Exactly.
And go on, say your normal line. Go to our page.
Go to our page. Look
Check
at him.
Him
He's
out.
Really cute, boys. Check him out.
All that and more, I guess. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Oh, the Spice Girls, where have they gone?
So that was my sporty reference for tonight, because
really?
That's Sporty Spice. That's as sporty as I could get.
Do you know today
songs.
Scary Spice came out and said she was bullied by the other Spice Girls?
Really? Fact. Who would bully Scary?
I wouldn't, because she's scary. It's in the name.
And the headline wrote, Spicy Affair.
Yeah.
No, it's really
whatever, Dave.
You are listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9, and if you want to join the conversation, you can SMS us on 0427-JOY-949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. And if you want to date Beck,
you can new date, hashtag.
Yeah.
Do we have a strong heterosexual male audience, do you think, that might want to date me?
No, when the parents aren't in,
anything can happen.
Anything.
What desperations have you gone to now, Beck, in your dating
well,
life?
Well, Dave, thank you for that.
What did you get up to last night?
Went speed dating last night, Dave.
That's a sport, isn't it?
Well, actually, I'll tell you. So speed dating is, I'm sure you'll get it. Like, you sit there, some boys go around in a circle. You have to talk to them for 6 minutes, right? I'd like to just replay for you two of the conversations I had last time. First one was this guy goes, I'm quite into travelling. And I quite like travelling, you know. So I go, oh, where have you been? And he goes, oh, everywhere. Brisbane, Shepparton. And I was like, oh.
Kimbra.
That was it. Brisbane, Shepparton. I was like, oh, cool. Yeah. And then another guy said, oh, what do you, you know, do for a fun? And
for crust or fun?
Fun.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I'm into rowing. And I said, oh, that must be nice out on the water. And he goes, oh, no, just in the gym. I can't swim. I'm like, who are these people? And I thought, oh, God. You know what the worst part of it was? Not one match. I got an email today that basically said, dear Beck, you are a loser.
No. Are you serious? They follow up and say.
You're telling me that they follow up with an email the next day to tell you how unsuccessful you are.
She's
correct.
Looking up her email.
I'm going to find the email.
Can you read it out for me?
The words were quite. But you know what? They actually do reverse psychology. This is what it says.
Did you have to pay for this?
Yes.
So do you get a refund if that happens?
I might.
And invite to next week or?
Unfortunately, the people who tick yes to you received a no from you, so there are no matches to send to you.
But what reverse psychology is that? Because also the people I tick yes to did not tick yes to me.
So don't give up, they say.
Yeah, they said don't give up, and then they offered me 15% off to come back again. I'm not coming back again. I'm just going to go to a nunnery and get eaten by a cat. Anyway, I feel better now having got that off my chest.
Can you tell us what? Oh, we're going to offend a lot of people.
But if anyone knows anyone, like, or if you're listening, you've got like a straight brother or something.
But you were at the footy pride thing. You must have seen some strapping, sporty guys that you share.
Well, all the ones I was interviewing were gay.
Oh, okay.
So that was a limitation in our.
Like our very lovely guest, Ryan and James, tonight.
A great segue, Dave. Dave had enough of hearing about my love life.
Okay, so changing gears from Beck's love life to our sporting careers. I'm still laughing about speed dating. And your email to tell you that
you're such a good friend, Dave. I'm lucky to have you.
Now, Gina.
This is what families do. Can we just remind everyone?
Yeah, this is
how families
true,
actually behave around the dinner table.
You bully
table.
The ones you love the most.
Exactly.
So, Gina, your sporting career hasn't. Is there any moment where it blossomed?
No, not at all. Actually, I do have a dint in my shin from trying to play baseball.
I thought all lesbians were good at sport.
Yeah, apparently, but not this one.
That's what I've seen on the
movies.
I am
wearing flannel tonight, but no, I do not know how to play sport. And the reason, you know why, Dave, I could have been really good at sport, but I grew up in an era where PE classes forced young girls to wear bloomers. Do you even know what bloomers are?
I've heard of them.
Yeah, and those netball skirts. That was our PE uniform. And when you're a short, stocky Greek girl who eats all of her Greek mother's food, you don't look great in bloomers and a netball skirt.
When you're a short, stocky Caucasian girl, you don't look that good either.
I wear them to the greyhound.
Well, you know, how old were we in year 7 and 8? We're 12 and 13.
Yeah.
You're feeling crap about your body anyway. I wanted to play sport. I would have probably been a very good lesbian sport player. I like soccer and cricket and all those things.
All the big lesbian sports.
I had, you know, those motor skills when you play sport, clearly?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have
fine motor skills, I don't know.
I have none. I have zero hand-eye coordination. I can barely eat with a fork. Last year, I tore my calf muscle and ended up on crutches from walking across the street to get to brunch. I told someone that story at speed dating. Maybe that was why they didn't.
Do you wonder why you didn't get any matches?
Yeah.
No.
I didn't match them, Dave. All a matter of perspective.
For me, my being a gay guy, my favourite parts were probably the change rooms, I think.
Because you're a daddy perv.
Your eyes can sort of like ponder to either side of the
change room. He has passed the working for children.
It's natural. It's natural. It's natural, isn't it?
Stace, you're like the captain of your cricket team.
I am, actually, yes.
You're like a gay sporting superstar.
You're the reason Adrian says that Joy's gone butch.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah,
exactly. I love the butch.
Do you? Now, I'm going to pose a question to you. You're laughing at my eyes wandering around my change rooms. Let's chuck you in the middle of the Adelaide Crows change rooms. Where's your eyes and hands going right now?
Not for radio, Dave. For family hour, that's for sure.
But were you always good at sport, Dave? Were you always into sport?
I was going to say, were you always looking around the change room, Dave?
I was good, but I was never the superstar. So as a cricketer, I was always a good rounded. I was a top order batsman and I did the job for the team, but I never was like the highest run scorer for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Same with football. I was just like a defender that used to just, as Beck, you know your footy, I just did the job down back.
Yep, did.
And that's not a gay reference either way.
Well, the one sport I actually wanted to do, I don't know if swimming is swimming a sport?
Yes.
Apparently it is in the Olympics.
Trampolining is a sport.
We heard on the Informer is an Olympic sport.
Jai Wallace, a silver medalist from Sydney.
BMX is a sport.
But I always wanted to learn how to swim, but I never learned how to swim and I'm really scared. So
you cannot swim.
I cannot swim.
I'm outraged. I often say if I was going to become the Prime Minister of Australia, seems unlikely, can't even get a date, I would make swimming lessons compulsory.
I wish they were.
Our land is girt by sea.
And my mother was a dolphin because she came from a Greek island. She could swim. Can I explain how my swimming lessons went? No, they weren't school-based swimming lessons because my mum thought I'd get sick in the pool, so I wasn't allowed to go near those germs. So mum would take me out into the ocean. So we'd go, she'd drag me out as she'd swim me out in Queenscliff Beach and then just let me go and just hope for the best. That's how my swimming lessons are.
It's quite the visual.
Drowning is not how you teach a young person how to swim.
I think we should teach Gina how to swim.
Well, look, if our guest can help with that.
Maybe our guest can.
And
if
idea,
anyone
actually.
Else could teach me how to swim or would like to teach me how to swim, you can message in on 0427. Joy 949.
Ian Thorpe, if you're listening, which yep. I know he does.
It's the deep water, I think, that freaks me out a little bit.
Where was the DHS in this, all this?
Yeah, thank that's you. Right.
Yeah.
I feel like someone should report this.
There was another incident as well, but maybe I don't explain that because they should have taken me to the hospital and that didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, the boys from Proud to Play, they'll come in and they'll maybe propose a few swing plans for you, get those freestyle butterfly, backstroke, and what's Doggy? That one?
Breaststroke.
Breaststroke.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, David.
Yeah, okay. You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
Family Matters at Joy. Your voice, your radio.
Is it me now? Okay.
Dave was just too enthralled in my live reading.
I was listening to it very carefully. You are listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9, and this is the time of the show where we groove into our interview. Oh, sorry, Beth.
And I groan at Dave.
So welcome to James and Ryan. They're from Proud to Play. Hello, fellas.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Our wingmen.
Hello.
Yeah, don't be scared. Ryan, despite like, what you've heard so far.
Ryan, it's like you've never seen a microphone before.
It's such a big microphone. It's actually scaring me.
Is that what you say to all the microphones, Ryan?
James, can you say anything?
Go on, Dave.
Can you guys tell us more about Proud to Play?
Yeah, so Proud to Play basically is a community not-for-profit charity, and we basically try to get more young people from the LGBT community into sport, exercise, active leisure, any type of active thing, basically.
And how do you come up? How does someone come up with the idea of Proud to Play? Do you just wake up one day and go, I know?
It has been a team effort, but it kind of started off. So I'm a PhD student at Vic Uni. I look at diversity in junior sport clubs. And one of the main things was that through my research, nothing was really being done within the area. So it's a big gap. And I thought, right, I've got a moral obligation to do something. So my partner, James, helped me do something. And here we are.
Wow. And how many, is it just the two of you?
No, we've got a team of about 10 now. So there's me and Ryan who are co-CEOs, and then we've got a few directors underneath us who take a portion of the business each to try and help us out.
Fabulous.
So what has been some of the issues that has helped Proud to Play develop? Like what's some of the issues within the sporting landscape that Proud to Play will try to help to fill?
One of the key things is that young people have had negative experiences of PE. Or sport, so their first encounters have been negative, especially for gender diverse young people. If with co-ed things, it's either male, female, and for young gender diverse, if they don't fit into either category, they kind of have to be pushed in. It's almost forcing a gender identity on them. So we've heard lots of stories from young people we've engaged with who just had really negative stories. One young person was actually counting down the days until compulsory PE was over. Stories like that are quite upsetting to us as such, so we basically want to try and create alternative options so that everyone feels like there is a sport or there is exercise, whether it's yoga, etc. Because unfortunately the sport environment doesn't necessarily cater for all of the community.
So you see yourself as like the safe schools of the sporting landscape?
I wouldn't say that. I wish. But no, I wouldn't say that. I think we're just a tool here to help get more young people into sports who once didn't feel comfortable doing
it. And talking about negative experiences and being uncomfortable within the sporting environments, do you have some personal experiences on that?
Yeah, me and Ryan actually have two totally different experiences growing up in sport. So Ryan was always really physically active, really good at all sports. He was a great tennis player. Not recently, but yeah. He was a great tennis player. He's losing a bit of his tennis skills at the moment. I'm just going all ham on him today because we've had a little fight this evening, but it's all good. So he always had a really positive experience in sport, and he always loved being involved in sport. However, I had a negative experience. I never really felt comfortable getting into community sports. PE really frightened me from being involved in any sport later on in life. I felt like I wasn't accepted. If I was to come out as gay, I wouldn't be accepted because people were throwing out homophobic language. They were saying things that were derogatory, but they didn't know that I was gay. So they didn't know in turn they were offending me. So it was that subtle homophobia that really resonated with me in PE. When I went into community sports and playing basketball, I wasn't out. So I was okay hiding who I was. However, I was still hiding and I didn't want to hide anymore.
And that in itself is an issue, isn't
exactly
it?
Right,
that, you know, the only way you felt comfortable was to not be yourself.
Yeah, I think it's an issue that all LGBTI people face. I didn't get involved in sport again because I was so scared until my brother kind of dragged me into a basketball team. He just said, you're coming in with me and there's nothing you can do. So we joined a basketball team with our friends. They all knew I was openly gay and we played just like a normal basketball team was. They supported me through everything. We would shoot hoops during practice and talk about who I was dating at the time. Like, you just talking about me being gay openly, and nobody was judging me on a sporting field. It was amazing.
It's been so interesting on this show and on the footy show that I do, and a lot of people I've spoken to this year, that sport either seems to be the best place that people find to feel accepted or the most difficult place. And it just seems to be there's no kind of grey area. It's either people reporting that experience, like the club was supportive, all this stuff, or, you know, sports so, I don't know, masculine, or like you say, doesn't support gender diversity. And it's just it's quite interesting to me how varied the experience can be.
Yeah, I think it's all about the people who are involved in your sporting community, because it's always you hear that I had such supportive members, or my captain was awesome. Mm. Like David's a captain of a career club, and sure, he's an awesome captain to everybody. But it's, yeah, that. So I really think it's the personal experiences that you go by that really directs how you like sport.
Mm. So from a club's perspective, a lot of what I hear, so every sporting club that I've played for, I've never believed that our club has been fantastic in being inclusive and all that. So my question is, a lot of clubs say, well, we don't have any gay or LGBTI people at our club, so why do I need to have an inclusion policy, or why do I need to make sure everybody's welcome, because we don't have any gay people? But that's obviously not the case, because there's clearly some people within footy or cricket or whatever sport it is that are not out, they're not feeling comfortable. So how can clubs change that environment?
Well, that's one of the key things that we get, and it kind of drives me a bit insane sometimes. A sport club has no idea whether somebody's out or not. For example, they might not know they're gender diverse, and they might later on in a couple of years' time transition, for example. They might have players actually within the club who are trans, who don't identify or don't shout it from the rooftops as such. So that's why it's so important to get the youth environment right. Because if a young person has been socialised around seeing that being gay, for example, or lesbian, things like that, is negative, they've had 5 or 6 years of socialisation around this. They get to 20 or whatever, and they might start to want to disclose their feelings. They've had the last 6 years kind of conditioned to think it's bad, it's not very good, etc., and it's a taboo type of thing. So we need to, even regardless of if a club does have any gay players, etc., they need to be providing an inclusive environment so that they, for example, then don't use homophobic language, etc.
And it strikes me when you're dealing with young people too, it might actually not be the young people themselves. They might have parents that are, or siblings that are LGBTIQ and are going to watch them play sport and be involved.
Yeah, I was actually at a conference a couple of weeks ago, Play By The Rules, which is funded by the Australian Sport Commission. They get, it's to try and be more inclusive in community sport. The one the most calls they get is from parents on the sideline and people fighting and smoking and drinking, etc. So it's, yeah, a lot of it can be actually come from outside the sport, the parents, etc., rather than in the club.
So through Proud to Play, is there an opportunity for clubs to get involved with Proud to Play?
Yeah, definitely. So Proud to Play works off three spheres. So we work in education, participation, and just the general environment. So with education, that's what we provide to clubs. So we can go out to sporting clubs or SSOs, your state sporting organisations or your Australian sporting organisations, and give a general rundown on LGBTI inclusion policies. They then become what we call Proud Clubs. So Proud Clubs is an idea that these clubs, we would feel confident putting our participants into these clubs and having them feel safe and secure in a sporting environment, like I did when I played basketball. So that's what we can offer to sports clubs.
Okay. And you've got some fantastic accomplishments that you've done in the last 12 months, and also you've got some fantastic announcements coming up. So we'll explain more about those after. So what have we got, Gina? Let's hear it for the boy. I've never heard of it.
Gina and I are probably going to sing and dance.
The kids are all right. As for our presenters, Family Matters, Joy 94.9.
Oh, yes, we're listening. Thursday nights, 8 o'clock. Well, you're listening. We're talking.
And listening.
Now, I'm still trying to get over this speed dating.
I'm actually still trying to get over it too, Dave, so let's talk about it some more.
Do you need a hug?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Now, speaking of dating and also swimming, Ryan, just between the break, you told us a bit of a funny story.
Yes, I did. So, first of all, Gina, I'm an okay swimmer. I'm not amazing, but I'm going to make it my number one effort to take you swimming so we can have a good little afternoon maybe one time.
You know how you get ready for a bikini body? Put a bikini on.
Put a bikini on.
And you're ready.
But speaking of swimming and dates, we went to Fitzroy Pool this afternoon just to enjoy a bit of the warm sunshine. And as I was swimming and touching the end type thing. It's switching over.
And also the pool. Yeah.
Wow, James.
Okay. Actually, I thought I saw two people on a Tinder date.
Oh,
it could have been
pool.
A normal date. Yes. They were basically sat on the side, and then all I heard was, so tell me your story.
Wow.
And then I tried to eardrops a little bit more, but then I just
maybe
couldn't
I should
much.
Try this as an option.
It's a Fitzroy
pool.
Because
I can swim. Yeah, okay. Well, noted.
Yeah.
What, okay. Dave?
I'm just, I don't know. I'm just thinking of a joke. We've got a few text messages in. Family Matters are slaying Thursday nights. Davo, Gina and Fam killing it as always.
Doesn't mention
Matt.
Me. Probably someone from speed dating.
Doesn't mention you.
Whatever.
Leanne has texted in. Can't wait to head along to Proud to Play's events at Midsummer. Keep up the good work, boys. God, you guys are popular.
Ooh.
And we've got, this is back from Matt saying, and Beck, the best one there. Mm.
Obviously not someone from speed dating then. Thank
so
you, Matt.
So Matty's out there at the moment swiping right on Beck.
He is. I feel like there might be some challenges to our love, but we could probably work through them.
Now, if you do want, if you actually, what is it? If you've got some of your own sporting experiences and stories, you can text in at 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. You know what? We never provoke the phone. We've got Mushin on the phone there. You can call in 1300JOY949.
My mum might call in.
Yeah, call in, Anne. I'll answer the phone. Some major events coming up for Proud to Play coming up.
Yes.
So, please tell us more.
So last night we went to the Midsummer launch because we have an event in the Midsummer Festival, which is very exciting. So that's an event with Go West.
The band from the 70s and 80s?
No.
Or the song?
No, it's basically the Western region's LGBTI groups that all form together to do a big events for Midsummer.
Fabulous.
So we're partnering with Cricket Victoria and the Melbourne Renegades, and we're basically hosting a Pride Harmony Day down at Altona Cricket Club. So it's a family experience, and it's to try and promote LGBT inclusion within cricket and sport more broadly. So it's very much a family event. It's open to all and everyone, all the community.
You just answered my question.
What about straight women that can't get a date and therefore don't have children? Can they come?
Yeah, come on down. I've got a twin brother, so we can always set you up.
Amazing.
Yeah, we might even have a little section of speed dating for you.
Oh yeah, I like it.
So tell us more about the so obviously you've got a bit of a cricketing link with Cricket Victoria and the Melbourne Renegades. I'm a bit of a Brisbane Heat kind of person when it comes to the bash, but
Adelaide Strikers. Lucky Adrian's not here. This would just freak him out.
Joy is butched up.
Yeah.
So obviously there's a cricketing link there for Proud to Play.
Yes. So we've been working with Cricket Victoria. Basically, we're going to trial a lot some of our activities and some of our education sessions and some of our plans. And Cricket Victoria have been really good and supportive in terms of helping us. They're very committed to promoting LGBT diversity as part of their Sport for All campaign. So leading up to the Midsummer event, we're actually hosting an all-inclusive cricket program. So that's basically a three-week program leading up to the Midsummer event, and then we're hopefully going to promote it at the Midsummer event and then have a three-week session afterwards. And it's basically for anyone who's never played cricket who maybe wants to come and try. So I've never played. I'm very looking much forward to it. I tried bowling, but because I'm a tennis player, it kind of turned into a tennis serve. So
you might find some people that could play for the Australian cricket team because they're looking for some at the moment.
They are.
Well, yes.
That's what we're hoping for. So we always talk about progression. So we're hoping for a lot of progression from this.
I reckon at the moment it's going to be pretty easy. That's what I'm saying.
with that day as well, I forgot to mention that there is loads of stuff. There's like Milo cricket stuff, Melbourne Renegades giveaways, a bouncy castle.
Are they giving away the players? Can I take one home?
Possibly. Excellent. I shall look into that for you.
Thank you.
So are you a right-hand bowler or a left-hand bowler?
Right-hand bowler.
Okay, so when you're bowling, you got to get that left hand really high up. That's your pointing hand, and then, you know, the right hand.
Oh, very coachy. Is there something you've got to tell us?
Well, I guess I've got my own announcement. Maybe you guys can announce it. Sounds a bit silly for me to announce it.
Well, we were looking for a coach. For
pick me. Pick me,
session.
Please. Pick me.
Who could you possibly
choose? Who could
choose?
It be?
Is it me? No.
No, we decided to go outside and not hire anybody from the studio.
Oh, yeah, good one. It got really awkward really quickly.
No match.
Swipe to the left. Yes, so David is our coach.
Oh,
well done, David. So, you know, kids, bring your hot dads.
That's it.
And that's actually a really important point, not about bringing the hot dads, but the fact David is our coach because as an out person in terms of leadership positions, coaching and volunteers within the sporting landscape. We're not as visible as our heterosexual peers as such, and people, especially in coaching positions, might not feel they can be out. So the fact we have LGBT role models within sport and even within the community like David is really important, especially for young people.
And I think that's really important, like you say, role models that kids can look up to. I think with the AFL Women's League, that's going to be really good role modelling because there are so many out women in that competition. And I reckon that's going to make a real change in that space too.
Yeah, we hope so because we're always talking about how there's no out men in the AFL, but nobody ever touches on how there is out women in, or there is going to be out women in the AFL and how strong that could be.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah, I do hope that in those instances, those women, for example, are celebrated and that we look at LGBT diversity, especially the differences between men and women, as a site of celebration and something that is really positive.
Not something just to gawk at.
Yeah. Or get media headlines, etc. Yeah. So we need to celebrate the diversity that we have.
So the AFL has been criticised a little bit for, and I think a lot of organisations are criticised for tokenism about inclusion. So AFL had their first ever Pride game this year. Now, half glass full, it's a big first step for AFL, but the half glass empty take on it is there's not a lot happening at grassroots. So obviously that's an issue going forward and proud to play.
Yeah, so as you said, there are some great things being done on the top tier levels, but it never trickles down. So even when we were at the Pride game.
Yep.
We were speaking to people around us about how important this day is and the celebration, and they had no idea that it was even the Pride game. So they just thought it was just a normal everyday match that just had a few rainbow flags and Cyndi Lauper's songs, which is great. But we do have to meet at grassroots level, so then we can both use both sides to meet in the middle and hopefully help everybody out. So although it does bring some type of talk to LGBTI diversity in sport and in football, it's not doing a lot for the grassroots level. So that's where we're here and trying to help.
One of the things as well, sorry, another conference, but I tend to go to a lot of conferences and diversity and things like that. One of the things, someone made a comment about trying to get more diversity in clubs, and basically someone said, I think they're from a state sport organisation, said that we don't have any money, we don't have any funds to do this type of diversity and engage in these programmes. And then someone basically piped up, which I clapped, basically saying, look, from a committee perspective or a club perspective, a change of attitude and a positive mentality towards diversity and a commitment to it doesn't cost anything.
I was going to say, being inclusive is pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Like, me and Ryan haven't had any money for the last year, and we feel like we've done a great load of good getting a lot of people involved in different sports off no money at all. So it can be done.
And of course. And have you had any previous, you've had the cricket program coming up. Have you had some programs just recently gone?
Yeah, so we've had our all-inclusive basketball program, which was down at Mackinnon Basketball Association in East Bentley Secondary College. So I know, David, you've been down to that one as well. So that's a little fun hour-and-a-half session of learning taste tests towards basketball that you may have not done before. We've also, Ryan.
And I'll just butt in there from a personal experience, because I know you try and promote all these events, but The three basketball sessions that I attended, they were fantastic. And they were more than what I thought and much better than what my expectations were. So I'm hoping that listening out there, that the cricket program coming up is, you don't have to have an interest in cricket. You don't have to be great at cricket. But I think, I'm not a huge fan of basketball. I like sport, but I'm not a huge fan of basketball. But I really enjoyed those three sessions. So like, if you're out there and you want to just, yeah, I reckon making friends even. Get down to these sessions. Yeah.
And we saw you running up and down the court, like shooting. You were doing so good. But from the first session to the third session, it was like watching a totally different person play.
Oh,
it was
just amazing. This is like the Dave Beckett fan club.
You know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for Mike Munro to pop out and say, yeah, this is your life.
I know. The point of this show is for me to just hang shit on Dave. You can't come in here and pump up his tyres too much.
Midsummer as well. Proud to play are going to be involved in that as well?
Yes. So as I said before, with the Pride Harmony Day, we're also at the Team Melbourne Sports Day. We've got a Proud to Play family tent. So we'll have some bits and bobs for rainbow families. Anyone's welcome.
You're so English. Bibs and bobs.
Bibs and bobs.
Yeah,
the
is that
rainbow
English
families.
Of course
like
it is. Yeah, it's like we're watching an episode of EastEnders. I'm sure Gina Beck will be there for the Harmony Day.
For sure. I'll be in anything. You name it. Open even envelope.
Target cricket.
Yeah.
I don't have to wear blue.
No.
No, you don't know bloomers.
Well, that's the other thing. It's actually really an interesting point. A lot of our gender diverse participants say, what do we wear? Because a lot of certain sports require or clubs have set boundaries in terms of what they have to wear.
So yeah, like skirt, netball skirts and...
Exactly.
Yeah.
So at our sessions, we say wear whatever you want, basically. And a bumper ball event that we recently did with Water Polo Victoria, which is an adapted game. We've actually got another session coming up in a couple of weeks. It's basically water polo in a rubber ring. So if you can't swim...
Fun.
It's really
this
fun.
This is for Gina. We should bring Gina.
Bring Gina. It's actually so much fun and you can wear anything you want. So one of the advertisements, somebody's wearing an Elmo onesie and just jumps into the water and has a swim. Yeah. Like we've got lifeguards... So just in case, Gina, anything happens, you broke an arm. So we've got lifeguards there with first aid kits who are more than happy to help. And that one's really targeted at any age. So we're really targeting the rainbow families to come and bring their children who may not feel comfortable in a swimming situation or feel comfortable in a pool, now coming into this adapted game where they can wear what they want in a pool, be safe, be protected, and everything is all inclusive.
Mm-hmm. That's where sports don't do so well in terms of they're always trying to increase participation, etc. A lot of sport clubs have we welcome everyone, come and see us, where especially with the LGBT community, it's kind of like where you need to go into the community, get the hand and bring them into your
sport.
Well,
that's what I was going to say. How are you getting people involved in Proud to Play and how are you helping get them involved in clubs? But I think maybe we need to just...
Yeah, you're going to tell us more about that.
Groove out of this
we're
day.
Groove out of it. And we'll be back with the Proud to Play guys soon.
You're listening to Family Matters with any combination of Gina, Adrian, Michelle, David and Beck. Joy 94.9.
I like that little segment there. Beck, you're featured last in our show.
A bit like at speed dating last night. Whatever.
Yeah. Beck, you really need a bit of a powwow pickup, don't you?
I do.
Well, you're listening to Family Matters. No better show to pick you up.
Oh, stop it, Dave. Now, before it all went awry, I was asking you about how people get involved in Proud to Play with Proud to Play, whatever your choice of verb
is. What are you asking?
Actually, that got weird. You know what I'm getting
at,
right?
Yeah, I understand your question, Jess. So how people get involved is they can come on our website, www.proudtoplay.org.au. So that's with the number 2, not with T-O. And you can sign up to our Proud Participants or our Proud Clubs programs. So that gets you involved. You can, it's like a little questionnaire that's all private and it just asks you what sports have you wanted to play? Why haven't you been involved in sports in the past? What pronoun do you use? So we can get back in contact with you and really work out where the best fit would be for you. We also have our Proud Buddy program, which is our volunteer program, because what we notice is that the LGBTIQ we kind of lack diversity in our volunteering programs. So we do have a Proud Buddy program, which then you can sign up to be LGBTIQ, rainbow families, friends, allies, and they can be volunteers for us at all of our events. I know we've mentioned a lot today. So you can come and volunteer at any of the events that you want. If you're a coach, that's amazing. I know, David, you got in touch with us through that. So if you're a coach, you can come down and get into us with that.
Jenna's signing up right now, actually. She's typing away.
Oh, good. I was typing away too.
It only takes you 25 minutes to write your surname. With Proud to Play, last, is it serious question? I don't know what was going on. Long-term vision. What is Proud to Play's long-term vision?
Our long-term vision, well, first of all, it would be great in maybe 10 years we weren't needed.
Nice answer.
It would be a good one. But, yeah, we're hoping to, we've got a few of the things planned for next year. And so we're going to trial a lot of events, activities, find out what works. We don't actually know too much about sport and exercise and participation motivations of the LGBT community. So in terms of ABS data, it doesn't ask for sexuality. So we don't have an idea about who's participating, why they're participating. So it's kind of like action research as such. We're finding out what's good, what people like, what they don't like. So one thing that we found is the social aspect. So you need to really promote that, not too much emphasis on winning, things like that, and competition.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Now, we've learned a lot about Proud to Play, but I want to take it somewhere else now.
We are changing gears.
My favourite part of this show is, as I say, hanging shit on Dave and also trying to find David date. I created a hashtag. I'm a great friend. But I know that you two have been out as Dave's wingmen before.
We have. So first I want to say that Dave was really angry that we came in because he's no longer the token twink in the room because now Ryan and I
are. Yeah, actually, I reckon these two out-twink you, mate.
James's hair out-twinks me. Yeah. I'm really not a big fan.
Wild hair.
There's a lot happening there.
You'll see a photo later, I'm sure. So, yeah, no, Dave is the greatest to go out with on a night out, especially to try and find a date with. I know we've got to stop being so nice to Dave because it's like the
I can be the other side. You be nice to him. I think it's good.
Yeah, so me and Ryan have tried to wingman Dave before. I mean, we've had a few instances where things haven't gone right or the right way, which happened last week where we met somebody in the audience who probably you didn't want to see again, did you?
Yes, I think I know what you're referring to.
We won't say any more. But yeah.
Actually, we can tell the story.
Can we?
Yeah, go on.
All right. So this makes me so awkward. I'm like sweating. I'm like, oh no, are we really going to tell this? So we were at an amazing event raising money for Melbourne Surge water polo team and having so much fun. And Dave sees somebody in the corner of his eyes and it just happens to be your ex-boyfriend.
Yes, it was.
Oh, I'm glad other people's love lives are being talked about now. And what happened?
What?
Yeah, does he want to text in?
I don't think he listens, but you're in there. Text in.
You're a real nice guy, Dave says. So if Dave was just, I think, a little bit gobsmacked, a little bit in awe to see him. I don't think you were really expecting him to be there. No, so me and Ryan went in to pretend we're a threesome with David. We're
like, this is a family show.
Yeah. I know, in a socially acceptable manner. Yeah.
But if people did want to hashtag date Dave, what do you think his greatest qualities as a boyfriend would be, aside from his hair?
Well, he does like a beer.
He does like a beer.
We had a few nibbles for the Melbourne Cup, and he brought lots and lots of beers. So anyone who brings a pack of beers around is good.
All right. Yeah,
he's very generous.
He is, actually. He bought me McDonald's once.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that was really
nice. That's a funny story in itself again.
Yeah.
The ex-boyfriend believed that James and I were an item as well. So
What were you, poor Ryan? Just
I was just sat in the corner.
Chopped liver. Not for long, I don't think. No. Dave, do you want to write a reply on this? Or?
Well, I am the greatest. What more do you want me to say?
Oh, I feel like we're running out of time and we need to talk about something else.
I've got a quick one.
Yeah.
What do you think is a good wingman for anyone else out there?
Oh, good question.
A wing woman or a wing person.
Yeah. Are you going to answer that, Ryan?
Can we
play a bit of Swift before you answer?
Yes, please do.
Animal.
You intro it, Beck.
I can't. I get too nervous when I talk about Taylor Swift.
Out of the woods. Go on. Play. Press play.
There's more from the Family Matters team in just a moment on Joy 94.9.
Family Matters on Joy 94.9. Thursdays 8 to 9 is the hour to listen. Now, we are joined here by Ryan and James from Proud to Play.
We are. Now, boys, tell me, when we have a few minutes left, I want some detail. What sort of ages come to Proud to Play? Is it young kids? Is it teenagers, parents, older people? Who is it?
So we usually say between 12 and 24 is the age bracket that we're looking to assist. However, for all of our events, it's all-inclusive, and this means all-inclusive means anybody from any age. You can be 10, you can be 60, we don't mind. So our cricket midsummer events, our bumper ball as well, and our basketball is for anybody of any age, and all events are free.
Oh, fabulous. Well, I was going to say that. What's the cost? That's fabulous.
No, we don't charge anything for any of our events, so they're all free.
And so good for families, like if they want to bring a few kids. Everything's so bloody expensive when people have kids.
Yeah. And these events are ran by your Proud to Play team?
Correct, yes. Who you know well and good, don't you?
I do.
So is there a story you want to tell us?
No.
Anyway.
Well,
this has been enough about you,
listening?
Dave, for
is
one
he
night.
Oh, yeah, he's listening today. Oh, he is.
Can we not name him?
No, we won't name him. No names.
But I do have I don't say it. I do have a major crush on the one of the Proud to Play team members.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah, that's why he didn't come in, because he heard the story about Dave checking out people in the change room.
He's got a restraining order against me at the moment.
That's right. You're not a great advertisement for Proud to Play right now, Dave. Right.
Yeah. But one final thing about that cricket. So our inclusive cricket program, for example, the idea is, for example, rainbow families, any type of families can come along. Their children, young people can play, but they can play as well. So it really promotes that family time and they can play together, because people play cricket in the backyard and as families, etc. But it's just more an organised environment.
And do you have to be good? Like, I'm really unco, but I like to try things.
No, not at all. Any talent level at all. So with basketball, we had people who had never even touched a ball before come and for the first time be playing with a basketball and shooting hoops. Like, yeah. It's ridiculous the different amounts of people we get. And even if you have played before and you want to come back and redo your skills.
Now, speaking of shooting hoops, James and Ryan, how did you guys meet? I don't even know that story.
Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram.
So that's
okay, I'm getting on Instagram right now.
No, it wasn't actually Instagram randomly.
Yeah. I need to get on Instagram and find a boyfriend.
Who initiated it?
Ryan did.
And did Ryan, did he like all James's pictures?
I didn't like all of them. I just liked
he liked
all.
Every single
the
one
ones
of
like
them.
The topless ones, the ones that showed more
no,
skin.
No, they were very like arty and stuff, so that was intriguing.
Yeah, real arty like that. Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking for some arty pictures from cute boys right now.
So first date?
We went for drinks in Federation Square.
Bit bland, but it worked.
Yeah.
This has turned into a dating and romance show.
Yeah, dating matters.
Well, I guess that's how families start, isn't it? With love and romance.
Well, of course. Of course. Yeah. Next week's show, we have Jessica Walton, an author.
Introducing Teddies, her book.
That's right up your alley, writing and things like that, Gina. Sort of, kind of, yes, no, maybe.
Gina might be talking about swimming next week. She's going to be an expert now.
Yes.
So we do have Beck and I. We're a power couple, aren't we?
We are a power couple.
We've got James and Ryan over there, power couple. I want to learn more about you guys.
Yeah, what do you want to know?
So word association, can you sum up, well, not word association, but can you like sum up Ryan in like one line?
Amazing.
Aww.
That's a bit cheesy.
No pressure, Ryan.
Now, Ryan?
Youthful.
Oh,
what does that mean? That's great.
Right. What a way to end the show.
Hashtag find Dave a date.
Indeed. It's still running hot.
Hashtag find Beck a hubby.
Hashtag find Beck one match at speed dating because she's a desperado.
Come and be our wing people.
Thank you. I will.
So if you're out there listening, get behind Proud to Play, doing a fantastic effort. Thanks for being on tonight's show. Really appreciated it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, Dave. It's been a pleasure to have you here, as always.
Well, it has been my show tonight, hasn't it? You are listening to Family Matters. It was Gina, Beck, and myself. We had Proud to Play Ryan and James. And up next is my favourite. Can I do it?
Woofgar.
It's the Woods, and they are talking about all great things.
Wood stuff.
Wood stuff coming on, wouldn't you know?
Yeah. How much wood would a wood chuck?
Are we barely finished? Yeah, wrap it up. Good night. See
Bye.
Ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.